Good morning, everybody. Please do grab a seat. Morning. Thank you. They're alive. How have your weeks been this week, guys? Has anyone had a really good week? One hand, two hands, three hands. A few more. Anyone had a really good week? Has anyone been on holiday this week? Yeah? A few people have been on holiday. Anybody going on holiday this coming week? I know it's the week before schools go back. Anyone coming on holiday this week? Brilliant. A few going on holiday. Has anyone had a bad week? Nobody's willing to admit it if you have had a bad week. Oh, one bad week behind me. Anyone had a middling average week? Everybody else, I'm assuming. If you've not put your hand up, then you've probably had an average middling week. I've had one of those weeks where I've had a persistent headache, which is annoying. Because my week started with getting sucked into employment law stuff, which is really exciting and just what we all went into the ministry for. And I know David would have huge sympathy with me if he found out that that's what I've been doing this week. So I started my week looking at employment law and contracts and really exciting stuff that ministry's made of. And then my headache continued through the week because the Thursday and Friday of the first 2 days of the cricket did not go well. Thankfully, day three was a little bit better for England, so my week slightly improved yesterday when we were grafting out proper test cricket. For those of you who weren't at the parish weekend away, you will not know that I'm a huge cricket fan and a big sports knowledge imparting and letting you know what the scores are. In the weekend away that we had, it was all about Wimbledon, so now it's all about the cricket. Bad luck, everybody. So because I've had this persistent headache all week, I've decided to change the Bible. So I have informed all of the people who print the books, the Bibles, and I've told them that we're going to add a beatitude to the Bibles, to the Bible. And my extra beatitude that I'm going to add in relation to this particular reading this week is, "Blessed are the flexible, for they shall not be bent out of shape." Blessed are the flexible, for they shall not be bent out of shape. And this pretty much sums up this passage this morning, doesn't it? I think there are three ways that we can learn from this passage and how we can learn not to be bent out of shape. Firstly, healing on a Sabbath. Big, big panics. You can't heal on a Sabbath, Jesus. What are you doing, you Muppet? And there's this poor vicar, guy, leader of the synagogue, who had invited Jesus to come and preach on the Sabbath, and then Jesus goes and heals somebody. It's like, that's the worst thing you can do. It says quite clearly in all the law that you're not allowed to do that. So what are you doing? This visiting preacher, what does he know? What a Muppet. I can imagine what me and David would do if something similar happened with us. We'd probably say, brilliant, go for it. But it would shake you, and I kind of would think, actually, yeah, how would I react if somebody did something completely wacky, if Justin Welby came and then decided, oh, we're going to do something completely different, and we're going to knock down the church, or we're going to do something completely nutty, and we're going, really? What? How are we going to survive this? So I think he was probably pretty miffed. Healing on a Sabbath was not the thing to do. The rules clearly say that miracles are to be done on any of the 6 days, but not on the Sabbath. And Jesus goes, pah, to that. I see your rules and I raise you one and say, no, it's rubbish. I'm going to do this because it's right. It's the right thing to do. And I'm not prepared to allow this woman to physically be bent out of shape for the rest of her life and emotionally and spiritually bent out of shape as well. It's about the mind, the spirit, and about the physical body that Jesus is teaching us about through this, what he's doing by saying no. The second thing is the fact she's a woman. Now, yeah, I'm finding the whole debate about women at the moment really interesting, not just in the church, but the whole thing in secular culture at the moment is about the gender pay gap. And the Me Too debate, which you'll all have your own debate, you'll all have your own thoughts about. And being a woman, I am obviously biased, for which I do apologise. But it is a really interesting thing, but we in the church, we get it right, don't we? Oh, well, I mean, we'd never do anything wrong to discriminate against women, ever, would we? No, absolutely not. It was only in 1994 that we allowed women in, as priests in the church. Woohoo! At last. But I mean, we do, it is a really radical thing that Jesus does here. He does a really incredibly radical thing. Because, firstly, he touches her. Now, that is, for us, you know, for me to come and I'm going to shake Rob's hand, Rob. That's normal for us, isn't it? For us to shake each other's hands. I'm a woman, he's a man. That's a normal thing to do. In those days, for a man to go and touch a woman, it was a big time no-no. The only woman you were allowed to touch was your wife. And that's the only thing. And that was the rule. You would not be seen touching a woman who is not your wife. So this was a big, big no-no. The second thing was that he invited her up the front and said, we're going to get you on the front. I'm going to lay hands on you and I'm going to heal you. That was kind of, again, a big no-no. You don't do that. And yet Jesus was saying, no, this woman needs to have her life changed. And I'm wanting to do it, and we should do it, because it's the right thing to do. And I don't care, I'm going to say, pah, to your rules about women, because it's wrong. And therefore, we need to radically change this woman's life. Blessed are the flexible, for they shall be bent out of shape. And my third one is bent out of shape. Are we bent out of shape? Are we in ourselves bent out of shape? Is Jesus trying to teach us about what is God trying to mould us to be? And are we resisting? Because actually that leader of the synagogue was kind of going, no, you can't do this. He was bent out of shape. He was not seeing what Jesus was wanting to teach him. And what Jesus' point was healing is important to change this woman's life. And the guy at the synagogue was going, but the rules say this. And therefore Jesus said, no, you've got to be flexible. You have got to be flexible in order to be blessed by God. So are we saying no to God when God is teaching us and saying, hey, do you think maybe we need to just change that little bit about you? You know, when you struggle with that particular thing in your life? You know that thing that kind of, whenever you try and talk to me about it, that you get this niggle and it kind of goes, does anybody else have this, where you kind of know that what you're doing is wrong and you're kind of like, I'm just going to ignore God, I'm not going to talk to him about it because he'll tell me that it's wrong and then I'll have to do something, but if I just block my ears to it, then it's all fine. Does anybody else do that? Is it just me? Yeah. It's one of those things that God is trying to teach us and go, actually, Ruth, actually, Bob, Sarah, Claire, whatever, what is it that God is actually saying to you? And are you prepared to be flexible enough so that you are then flexible to God and what God is teaching us, rather than being rigid and bent out of shape? So there are these three things, and I'm going to get you to do a little bit of work now. And some of you will now freak out at this, because I know that if you don't like talking to the person sitting next to you, unless it's your family, then you'll be freaked out. And if you're one of those people who now go, oh, I don't want to talk to the person sitting next to me because they smell, or because I don't like doing it because it freaks me out, then feel free to get, the way that I deal with this, because I don't like this either, and I'm getting you to do it, is you make yourself a bigger group, and then all the other people will talk, and then you can just get away with not saying anything. So feel free to do that and make yourself into a bigger group, and then you can just not say anything, which is awesome. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to discuss amongst yourselves, and Chris, lovely Chris, is going to put the reading back up on the screen. I would like you guys to just discuss, which one of these three do you think it is that God's teaching us or teaching you this morning? Is God and Jesus making the point about Sabbath? Are we being challenged about the Sabbath? We had a big debate in St. Peter's about how Sunday opening for shopping stuff, is it right, is it wrong, and all of that stuff. So is that what Jesus is talking to us about? Is it challenging us about our opinions on women and actually redressing the balance of genders in the church, in the world? Is that what God is speaking to you about this morning? Or is it about being bent out of shape? Are we being challenged about where are we with God? Are we prepared to be flexible with God and with where we are Yeah, with our relationship with God. I'm not going to give you very long for this, so you're going to have literally 1 minute to discuss with the person sitting next to you or a bigger group. Which one of those do you think it is? Go. Okay, 20 seconds. Five, four, three, two, one. Oh, you're very obedient. Okay, so who thinks that it is about, I've forgotten now, healing? Who thinks it's about healing? On a Sabbath. Who thinks it's about Sundays? Sabbath. A couple of people. Who thinks it's about women? Are we being taught about women about this? A couple of people. And being bent out of shape. Who thinks it's about being bent out of shape? Most people think it's about being bent out of shape. Did anybody come up with something else? Oh, typical. Yeah, go for it. Compassion. Oh, rats, I missed that one. Darn it. Okay. Why did you think it was about compassion then? Why did you think it was about compassion? Being compassionate about other people, no matter what day it is, and actually being loving. Absolutely right. Yeah, absolutely brilliant. Awesome. I think it's actually about all three. So there's a couple of people who cheekily put their hand up for all three of those. And I do think that this is a challenge about, do we have a Sabbath? Do we have a day? And it doesn't necessarily have to be Sunday, because I know a lot of people work on a Sunday. A lot of people work in the emergency services on the Sunday. A lot of people, Sundays don't have the same meaning that they did 20, 30, 40 years ago. And certainly not in Jesus' time. So do you have a day where it's restful? Do you have a day where you kind of can just focus on having fun, firstly? It's got to be a day where you enjoy it. And it's also got to be a day of giving it to the Lord and saying, actually, am I going to try and spend some extra time in prayer? Am I going to do a prayer walk? Am I going to do all sorts of other things that you can do to actually focus your mind on God? I think it is about challenging us about the stereotypes of women and about all sorts of broadening, or rather widening the gap, but not widening, narrowing the gap between men and women, which I think is a really interesting debate and a conversation to have. And I've had so many of these with people all over throughout my adult life particularly. And that is a really interesting one to have. And then I also think it is about saying, blessed are those who are flexible, for they will not be bent out of shape. It is about, are you willing and able and free to be flexible enough to say, God, what are you actually trying to teach me? God, how do you want me to serve you better? God, what is it that I need to change in my life so that I can get closer to you and so that I can learn more about you and teach others, therefore, about you, which is an awesome thing that will change the world. Let's pray and let's continue this debate and this conversation at the end of the service, because that's when we can have loads of coffee and chats and chill out and have a conversation about all of this. I'm going to pray. Father God, thank you for your word. Thank you that you love us. Thank you that you're teaching us about you through your word. I pray that we can be flexible to hear what you are saying to us, even if it does mean us changing ourselves. And let's celebrate your word, and let's celebrate your vision for our lives and for this church's life. In Jesus' precious name, amen.